Come on, just allow the Spirit to overflow. As our praise ministry told us, we have to let it overflow. Rain down on us and fill this place. And that means whatever you've been going through this week, the Spirit of the Lord is here to overflow. And what I found about things that overflow, whatever is in what's being overflowed, if there's any trash, any junk, as it overflows, it has to remove, all that stuff has to come up out of it. Amen. Anybody know what I'm picturing in my mind? That if there's any settlement in you from this week that may have caused you trouble or problems or pain or heartaches, just let the Spirit of God overflow in you and He'll wash out all of those things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let Him overflow. Just take a moment and let it overflow.
Rain down your love.
Rain down
your grace. Rain down your spirit.
Yes. Just rain down on us tonight. Today, God, on this resurrection day, rain down on us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rain down on us. Hallelujah. Bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. To all of the established protocol, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're able to do that. We're able to greet you in His name this morning because He rose. Amen. So that is the good news in which we celebrate on this day. The fact that we know Jesus rose. We're going to get right into our word today. I just want to say to all of our guests, certainly, we're thankful that the Lord has led you this way on this day. And we hope, as our announcer has told you, that something will be said or done in this place that you will be the better for. Amen. And now let's go to the scripture reading today. We will read two scriptures, Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. If you all will, we're ready for the reading of God's word.
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Now we'll go to Matthew 12 and 40.
For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Before you're seated, look right or left to your neighbor and tell them these words. Jesus did just what He said. Amen. You may be seated. Happy, happy Resurrection Day. Now, I went back to Jonah because I wanted to tie it in to what Jesus said many hundreds of years later. Now, there are still, whether you believe this or not, there are still historical scholars who say that the story of Jonah really didn't happen. These same people, in many instances, say also that Jesus really didn't rise from the grave. Amen. There are those that believe that his body was stolen and put somewhere else. Check this out. Yet to be discovered. Amen. But I believe today we have some born again believers, blood washed believers, who have no shadow of a doubt. Look at your name and say, he rose. Hallelujah. Not only did he just rise, but the scripture says he rose with all power. In other words, he rose with all power, indicating to us today that from that point on, Satan is limited to what he can do. Have you ever felt like Satan was footloose and fancy free in your life? Well, that's okay, but you need to come to the conclusion that he can only do so much. Amen. Because after all, the one who saved me has all power. I'd rather serve the all power than to focus on the limited. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. In fact, I've told you before, in fact, you are so special that Satan has to go and get permission to even mess with you. So let me help you this morning. If Satan is on your track trail, or however you want to say it, that means he's seeing you are some type of threat to what he wants to do. So you shouldn't go get a box of Kleenex and cry your eyes out when Satan is busy in your life. That's the time to jump to your feet and give God praise. And let me tell you something. When you begin to praise God because of what you're going through, it relegates or it releases the problem that you are going through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to be politically correct this morning, but I am excited about what all God has done. Those historical scholars believe that the story of Jonah was just some myth. Or it was an allegorical story or poem or a picture that they found somewhere of a man being inside the belly of a great fish. Now, we know that it's not allegorical because if it were allegorical, it is documentation written that 780 years before Christ was even born, that there was a prophet by the name of Jonah. It's written. Tell your neighbor it's written. It is written that there was a city called Nineveh. Amen. If you look in Assyria right now, that's the region where it was. And if you notice, those people haven't changed very much. Amen. So in spite of what the scholars say, we have proof that he did just what he said. Amen. And so now those same people say that Jesus is just a fairy tale. But I just don't believe that Jesus would make a reference to a story about Jonah being in the belly of a well and make it in reference to what he was going to do in the heart of the earth if it was not true. Amen. I don't want to spend a lot of time trying to convince believers that it's true, but I'm showing you what's out there in case you're confronted with it. So now, Jesus did just what he said. Now, since Jesus has done that, it's already done. Did y'all catch that? Everything that Jesus said, he did it, so therefore, it's already done. Now, here's the good news. There is no demon, no devil, no evil spirit, no evil and wicked intent that can change anything that Jesus has already done. Now, what I want to implore you to do this morning is to walk in and to receive what he has already done, because he did just what he said. Thank you, Lord, this morning. And so now we get to, there's a scripture in the book of John, chapter 2, verse 19. Jesus said these words. He said, if you destroy this temple, meaning his body, He said, in 3 days, get this, I will raise it up again. And they thought he was talking about the temple that it took them 46 years to build. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, I'm not really. See, that encourages me, Reverend Jones, that when God gives you a vision for the church, it's not going to happen overnight all the time. If it took them people 46 years to build. That means that we got time yet to do what God said. Y'all, somebody ought to shout right there. And so they thought he was talking about that building that took them all those years to build. But if they would notice what he said, if you destroy this temple. And he was saying to them, he knew that they were not going to tear down their own church. Huh? But look what he said. He said, I will raise it up again. How can a dead person raise their own selves? How can a dead person raise themselves? Because he knew he had all power. And so he told them that. Look at how Jesus does this. He gives them little tidbits and tad bits of information to explain to them what's really going to happen. You know, he didn't give them the end of the story from the beginning, but he laid out a plan and a storyline to show them that if you believe in me and the words that I speak to you, as each event occurs, you'll see it unfolding. And if you understand the story, you will not be disheartened or dismayed, because I'm telling you, even though I'm going in the grave, I'm coming out. Has anybody ever been into something that nobody thought you were coming out of? But you look around and here you are. Come on, let me see the hands of those that have been through some stuff that the doctor said you wouldn't be coming out of. Some things that may be chemical imbalances in your body, but you are free now. Come on, somebody. Some proclivities you had that seemed like they controlled you, but now you control it. I want you to know it's because Jesus did what he said. Thank God for a 12-step program, but I know one step you can take and he'll make it all right. He's the one that can regulate the imbalance in your body. Thank you, Jesus, because when you get through with the program, you're still going to need some help. Shout right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm glad he did what he said, y'all, because he has taken care of some stuff in my life that otherwise would still be there. Am I talking to some born-again believers this morning? That even after you've been born again, there are still some things that you need some help with. Talk to me, y'all. Because as long as you live, you will walk and be in this flesh. But there must be a spirit that controls what controls your body. Oh, did y'all get that? See, when you get the spirit, he deals with your heart and he deals with your mind. Because it's been proven that what you do stimulates from your brain. There are receptors in your brain that says, do this, do that. But then there is something that overrides the perceptions in your brain, and it's called the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout! It overrides it. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you have not done what you would have done if it hadn't been for God. Thank you, Jesus. So now he did just what he said. He said, I'm going to raise this body up again, and look at your neighbor and tell them he did that. He did that. Amen. Luke 19 and 10. He came to seek and save the lost. Now, I don't know about you this morning, but I have no doubt about that. That he came to seek and save the lost. If you're bold enough to say it, look at me. He did that. Yes, he did. He came. Not only that, the book of Luke tells us that he came to seek and save the lost. And if anybody is lost today, he has already done what you needed. All you have to do is accept the work that's already done. I know folk in the church told you you had to cross a bunch of T's and dot a bunch of I's and then you'll be saved. But the work has already been done. If perhaps there's somebody here today, all you need to do is accept it because it's already done. Look at your neighbor again and say, he did just what he said. Contrary to popular belief, you can accept him instantly. I don't know when the church made it a process to be saved. Somebody help me right there if you can. It's a process to work out your salvation, but there's not a process to get saved. Because he's done what he said. Praise God. I wish I just had somebody who would believe in and accept what he has already done. Also in the book of Luke chapter 4 at verse 18, Jesus said that he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. In other words, he said, I was sent here and set apart by God to preach the gospel. Tell your neighbor, he did that. He said, I was sent here to heal the brokenhearted. And I can say, yes, Lord, he did that. Hey, is there anybody in here that ever had your heart broken? Come on, somebody. It ain't always got to be your loved one that you cared so much about. It's with somebody else now. But you can have your heart broken just when things don't go as you think they ought to go. Is there anybody here that's ever been heartbroken? Thank you, Lord. You didn't get the promotion that you knew you were worthy for. But Jesus said, I came to heal that. Thank you, Jesus. You can say, yes, Lord, he came to heal that. And look, and he said also that he came to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. He delivered me when I was bound. Thank you, Lord. And get this, when I get tangled and caught now, oh, y'all don't want to tell me the truth. He still delivers me because he did just what he said. You know, I understand that if something tries to trap me now, it's already done. God has already, through his son, delivered me. And all I got to do is cry out to the deliverer. You don't have to go try to find him again. He's already there. Thank you, Jesus. And he said that to give recovering of sight to the blind. Is there anybody in here beside me? I once was blind. But now, oh, tell him again. But now I can see. And let's just be real with God and ourselves and with each other. The truth of the matter is now that once we've been given our sight, we're no longer blind. If we get into something now, we go into it with our eyes wide open. Somebody shout right there. Yes, you did it because you knew what you were getting into. You can go ahead and say amen anyhow. I promise you're not the only one. You were not tricked. You were not deceived. Tell somebody I did what I wanted to do. Because once your eyes are open, can't nobody else blind you. So go ahead and be real with yourself. I just need to quit doing that because I know what I did. I saw what I did. I knew where I was going. I knew what I was drinking. I knew what I was smoking. I knew that wasn't my wife. I knew that wasn't my husband. Talk to me. Tell him again, I once was blind, but now I see. All you have to do is, that's not the end of the story. You just have to say, Lord, you already did this. Bring me back. Bring me back. Say, I will not stay in the state that I found myself in. because I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Is there anybody here been washed in the blood of the Lamb? If you've been washed, the good thing about this blood, that even if you get a spot on you, you don't have to dip back in the blood again. The blood keeps penetrating, washing spots away. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. So even after you recover your sight and the vision of God's will gets clouded or even it gets distorted, just remember, I will not stay this way because Jesus did just what he said. Go ahead. Bury me, but I'll rise again. Go ahead. Nail my hands, but I'll rise again. Go ahead. Slander and talk about me, but I'll rise again. Go ahead and name me everything but who I really am. But I'm not going to fight you because I'll rise again. Yes. Yeah, I'll rise again. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll rise again. Because some things will hit you in this life that will knock you down. But it's okay because Jesus did what he said he would. You know, somebody's sitting in here this morning that have been knocked down in their physical body. But Jesus did just what he said. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a savior. He's a way maker. He did what he said. I should have been dead. I could have been dead. I should have been down. But I rose again. Shout yes. I got to get through, y'all. I got to get through. I really do. I got to get through. It's already done. He did that. He said, I came to set at liberty them that are bruised. In other words, he came to set you free from all of your hurts, from all of your pains, from all of the tragedies and losses in your life. He came to set you free from your past, set you free from your present, and set you free from your future. How many of you know you're free from what haven't even happened yet? So when it comes up on you and it looks like it's too much, just look at your circumstance and say, I'm free. Uh-huh. Say, oh no, you cannot get me with that devil. Jesus already set me free from that. But I just had to come to it to get to know I was free. I had to come to it to know that this time I didn't cuss you out. I had to come to it to know that this time I went home and I didn't go to your house. I had to come to it to know that when my body was hurting, I called on the healer. I had to get sick to know you was a healer. Tell your neighbor, I didn't get sick to die. I just got sick to know you was a healer. Hallelujah. If you believe it's already done, shout yes. I'm here to tell you, he did just what he said. And no book of history can change that. Shout again, it's already done. Come on, come on, I gotta finish. He said he came to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now go to work tomorrow and tell somebody now is the time to accept him. You let them know, I know the church has made it very difficult, but I came to tell you, do you believe he's the Son of God? That he's in your heart right now, right this minute, right today. Now all you need to do is get in a good Bible teaching church that can continue to grow you. Now we don't solicit members, but tell them come to West Union. tell them it's something special at the union. Yeah. And it's so special we don't have to take medication for it. Thank you, Jesus. He did just what he said. Now, the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 22 and 23 says these words, and we'll head into a close. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said, not somebody else, this is not a third or a second or third person talking, Jesus, first person, himself. So if Jesus spoke in the first person, that means he did what he said. He said, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. But look at the good news. And the third day, he shall be raised again. Do you believe he rose? Huh? He could have rose the first day. But he wanted the devil to think he had done something. And so what I want to say to you is, if it does not happen the first day, yeah, Lord, if it don't happen the second day, you ought to shake your neighbor's hand and shake it like a salt shaker and say, don't give up, because the third day is coming. Shout, yeah! Woo! Tell him he did just what he said. He did just what he said. So don't listen at the devil, because it didn't happen the first day. I can see Satan down in hell when Jesus was still in the grave the first day. He said, oh Lord, I believe we got him now. Because if he was who he said he was, he'd have gotten on up out of the grave. The second day, they were a little bit more confident and said, oh yes, y'all, I know we got him now, because he's still in the grave. But what they didn't know is he wasn't in the grave for the devils in hell. He was in the grave for all of those who had died without having an encounter with the Lord. And the Bible says that he went and ministered to those that was in the lower parts of the earth. He wasn't dead. He was preaching the gospel. Shout yes. I gotta go. You see, somebody said he was dead. But you can't be dead in preaching. You know what he did, y'all? He was dead long enough for them to roll the stone in front of the tomb. Then he got out of his dead body, went to the lower parts of the earth, and said, all of you that didn't hear about me, here I am. I've come to set you free. I've come to give you the right to eternal life. The only reason he let them put him in the tomb. You see, they didn't put him in a tomb for us. They put him in a tomb for those who had never heard about it. He got out of the tomb for us. Come on, somebody. Because we would hear about him. And we got to believe him right now. Because he's not going back to hell to preach no more. All of us who are alive, we got to believe him right now. Thank you, Lord. I didn't intend to do this today. But he said he's coming back again. In the book of John, chapter 20, Mary went to the tomb and found that Jesus was not there. She found the stone rolled away, and she found an empty tomb. Tell your neighbor he rose. Just like he said he would. Thank you, Jesus. He rose like he said he would. She went and got two other disciples. And John, who was the fastest out of him and Peter, outran him to the tomb. So it's okay if somebody's running faster than you, but just keep on running and you'll get to the tomb. And the Bible said when he looked in the tomb, he saw that the body was gone. But y'all know how Peter is. When Peter got to the tomb, he didn't just look in the tomb. Peter went in the tomb. And when he got in the tomb, he found something. He found the linen napkin that was wrapped around Jesus' head. He found the linen that was on Jesus' head, wrapped and folded all by itself. And when he looked to the right, because Jesus' head was here, but when he looked to the right, he saw the grave strips that was wrapped around Jesus' body, and they were just laying over here. Can I tell you what happened? Jesus said, I'm going to unwrap my head and fold it up neatly so y'all will know that nobody stole my body. Is that right? Because a thief wouldn't have took time to wrap up a cloth and put it neatly somewhere. A thief would have grabbed his whole body, napkin and wrapped and all, because you know when you're stealing something, you gotta get away in a hurry. Is that right? But he wrapped it up so that you and I would know that nobody stole his body. Let me put it to you like this. If you had some gifts under your Christmas tree and a thief broke into your house and stole your Christmas presents, don't you know that they wouldn't take time to unwrap your presents and see what it is? They just take it and get out of your house. Jesus wrapped it up so that it will be proof that nobody stole his body. Huh? Now he didn't roll up all the strips of cloth. He just laid them over there by themselves. And when he took the linen off of his head and his face, this is what he said. He said, you kill my body, but I'm still the head. Woo. I gotta help somebody right here. I don't care how your body is hurting. If you still got your head, you can think about how good God has been to you. You can think about all the trials that he brought you through. So if your body's rocking with pain, if you can still think, say, thank you, Jesus. I know you're a healer. Thank you, Lord. I know you're my joy. Thank you, Lord. So don't worry about if you're still hurting. If you can just think, you can give God praise. He said, now I took this off of my head because I'm going back to glory and I don't need the napkin no more. I'm going back and put my crown back on. Because after all, I'm King of Kings and I'm Lord of Lords. So I'm going back to get my crown. I'm done with the napkin. I'm done with the grave clothes. And I came to tell somebody this morning that soon after a while, you're going to be done with the grave clothes. Going home to be with the Lord. No more dying. No more crying. No more sickness. No more pain. Every day will be the same. Shout yes!